True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Mark Belusis.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
All right, so we begin 10:02. On this Thursday midday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully you're out there. No fighting yet. Don't worry, it'll happen. Turkey in the oven, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Make sure everything's hot. A little football later on today. Big trio of games. I mean, I don't remember. And thanks for being with me. I got you right up until 12:30. We'll take you up until pregame coverage. Westwood 1, Packers and Lions out there in Detroit. I don't remember a trio of games as good as what we get today on Thanksgiving. There's been good ones, individual ones. I mean, we had to sit through years. And Burrow talked about it earlier in the week of watching the Lions and Stafford with Calvin Johnson throwing for, like, you know, 340 yards, but end up losing the game in heartbreaking fashion. Always entertaining what Madden was doing in the turducken and the six turkey legs and everything like that. That was always entertaining. But today, I mean, really, you've got two playoff. In essence, you know, you've got five of the six teams today have got something on the line. And that's what you want. I mean, the only one that doesn't gets the return of their quarterback, Joe Burrow, tonight down in Baltimore. Weather not going to be a factor. Some travel issues for the Cincinnati Bengals just getting in to Baltimore, or 5.5 hour delay getting into Baltimore. But still, you got Packers and Lions out there in Detroit. Game that both teams need. Then the middle game is a game that both teams desperately need. Chiefs and Cowboys out there in Dallas. Dallas coming back from 21-0 down on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Kansas City Chiefs surviving and winning in overtime against the Indianapolis Colts. And in the night game, you know, the Baltimore Ravens have put themselves back into position in that AFC North, but still have not looked right. Lamar doesn't look right, and he's dealing with that toe injury. But the return of Burrow, no T. Higgins, out with a concussion. But Ja'Marr Chase, obviously, he will be back after serving the one-game suspension after spitting on Jalen Ramsey during that Bengals and Steelers game. But as good as a game, as good of a trio of games that we've seen on Thanksgiving in quite some time. And we'll get into it. Number to call, 888-808-1019. Mark Melusis with you. Happy Thanksgiving once again. Enjoy all the turkey. Don't worry. Take a step back. You know, family, friends, everything, sitting at the table. A lot to chat about, a lot to get into. Things that you don't want to talk about, things that you do want to talk about. It's a fun day. It really is. A lot of eating, a lot of football, and a lot of family, good and bad. And we'll touch upon that a little bit later on the show as well. But I want to start with a little bit of baseball, because news came down last night as far as the Toronto Blue Jays signing Dylan Cease to a 7-year, $210 million deal, reportedly. Biggest free agency contract that the Toronto Blue Jays have ever handed out. And we know Toronto, you know, falling one game, short against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series, and were two outs away from winning the Fall Classic. An absolute gut-wrenching loss for the Toronto Blue Jays, and a gut-wrenching defeat, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are dynastic once again. And I bring up that conversation, I bring up that as a talking point. It has nothing to do with the Mets bets. And, you know, and the quick reaction is, well, what does this mean for David Stearns? And what does this mean for Steve Cohen and the Mets in Queens? It's more of a case of the Yankees. Because you couple that with the cease signed by the Toronto Blue Jays, and we could get into the debate, like, you know, he's going to be 30 next month, 4.55 ERA, 32 starts last year for the San Diego Padres. You could say, wow, I mean, you're really going to pay Dylan Cease $210 million over the course of the next 7 years. Is he worth it? Well, the question you'd have to say to yourself is this. If he helps him win a World Series, I mean, that contract will be worth its weight in gold. Now the question is, will he? Have you gotten the best out of Dylan Cease? Is he necessarily worth $210 million? Seventh largest, contract given out to a starting pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball. I don't know if he's necessarily worth that. But for Toronto, they've made themselves, obviously, they've got money to spend. They've entered this free agency market time and time again where they can't get anybody outside of George Springer to take their money. So Dylan Cease said, you know what, I'll sign on the dotted line. You're just in the Fall Classic. You're a team on the rise. Your organization on the rise. You know, I'll go out there and play, you know, up in Canada. I'll go up there and play in Toronto, and I'll take the $210 million, and I'll be a happy camper moving forward. Now, I bring that up for a reason. And why do you think I bring that up for a reason? Because, like, I listened to Hal Steinbrenner the other day. And I understand it's Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for a lot in my life. I really am. I'm thankful to be on the airwaves with you on this Thanksgiving morning. To be able to talk sports on the greatest sports radio station in this country. Grateful for my wife and my family. Grateful for my kids when they listen. Grateful for a lot of things, that you have your health, all the things that come along with it, right? When you think back and you look back. But and I'm thankful that I grew up and as I was growing up and fell in love with baseball and played baseball as a kid and, you know, going to Yankee games in the Bronx, you know, thankful that I grew up a Yankee fan, that my dad and my Uncle Pete, that my mom would take me to doubleheaders, even though there was nobody in the Bronx, and George was complaining about attendance at the times. And, you know, all of those things. Thankful that, you know, I've had the moments at Yankee Stadium, old and new, that I've been able to enjoy. And I bring that up because, you know what, even on this Thanksgiving, you know, for Hal Steinbrenner the other day to meet with the media, and this is why Brian Cashman has become basically the face and the voice of the New York Yankees. He doesn't own the team. He's not the managing general partner, but you hear more from Cash than you do anybody else. And the Yankees, I've said it time and time again, the Yankees want to tell you they're bothered. They want to tell you you're upset. They're upset. You know, want to tell you that, you know what, it's not good enough, that we need to go out there and win. But I've said it time and time again, and I fought off Yankee fans, you know, whether it be in person, on the radio, on TV, whatever it might be. You know, the Yankees are very, very self-satisfied about what they do on a year-in, year-out basis. But for Hal the other day to go out there and push back on the amount of revenue that the Yankees make, for Hal the other day to go out there, well, you know, he'd like to lower payroll. For Hal to go out there and talk about the fact of complaining about the $100 million that he has to pay to the city of New York every February 1st. You know, for Hal to go out, I mean, it is amazing. It really is. And it's infuriating. Now, the non-Yankee fan, I'm going to get them at 888-808-1019. You know the number to call, right? I'm going to get the non-Yankee fan that's going to say, well, you're a playoff team basically every single year, right? You're a playoff team. So what are you complaining about? But the whole idea, the nonsense, and it is complete utter nonsense to go out there and say, well, you know what? It's a roll the dice when you get to October. No, it's not. Then you know what? You diminish what the Dodgers are doing right now. You diminish what the Yankees did in the 90s. The special quality and the nature of the dynastic teams that we have seen in times of Major League Baseball. Because there are guys that can and there are guys that cannot step up with their performance when it comes to crunch time. And that's where the Yankees don't want to lean into. You know why? Because that's hard. That's difficult. Because that's not an analytics spreadsheet. You don't have to have another department or another company like they did last offseason to analyze the way that the Yankees use analytics to see if they're proficient in doing so, right? You don't need, and it's overtaken Major League Baseball. There is a heartbeat to this game. Instead of the Yankees going out there, and there was a time, and it was not that long ago, because I'm not that old, I'm not talking about the 70s. I'm not talking about the 80s. I'm talking about the 90s, early 2000, where the Yankees were basically King Kong of baseball. It was them and everybody else. Every team was jealous about the way that the Yankees go out there and operate. You know who that team is now? The Dodgers. That is no longer the Yankees. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for the managing general partner at Al Steinbrenner to come out there the other day and talk about the fact of, like the lower payroll. Really? Is parking cheaper? Do I still have to pay $16 for a beer? How about the steak sandwich that's $25? How about the kids' jerseys? How about all the Yankee fans that pack that ballpark year in and year out? You still want to go out there and complain? So now, Hal wants to tell us that it's difficult to own the New York Yankees. That, yeah, we might generate a lot of revenue, but you don't know about the expenditures. We spend more in player development than any other team in Major League Baseball. How has that worked out with Volpe? How did that work out with Clint Frazier? How'd that work out with Miguel Andujar? How's that going with Wells? How's that going with every other Yankee stiff that comes up? Jason Dominguez, the Martian. How many prospects have we seen the Yankees call up from their farm system and come up here and be absolute zeros? So now the base running gas. So now all of a sudden the Yankees fired their base running coordinator, right? Fired Chapman. So now all the Yankees, now all of a sudden the Yankees in 2026 are going to be a smart, coherent baseball team. Because it was all his fault.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Like, it is amazing when you think about it. It really is. That's the last thing I needed to hear. It's Thanksgiving week. There's enough going on. You got the family drama. Make sure you make the stuffed mushrooms, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, everything that goes along with it. I need Al Steinbrenner coming out basically telling me, oh, it's difficult. You don't understand. We spend a lot of money. Yankees haven't won a World Series in 16 years. And I have to have the managing general partner go out there and complain about the amount of money that he spends or that the $100 million that is to give to the city every single year. See, it's amazing. See, I'm old enough, and I'm not old, but I am old enough to remember, and this is not the halcyon days of George Steinbrenner. There was good and bad with George. There really was. Not everything was positive. But I do remember... where George would react when things didn't go right, when the team would lose. You know why? Because he had a competitive spirit. It wasn't good enough just to make the playoffs. He wanted to win. And I understand those dynastic Yankees, for the better part, were built on the backs of guys like Stick Michael, Bob Watson. Cash played a role, for sure. The Roberto Kelly, Paul O'Neill trade. When George was away from the team, was out of baseball, all of those things, right? Bringing in Joe Torre, getting rid of Buck Showalter, the embarrassing statement that George made to Buck on his way out. And it was embarrassing. But what you saw in 96, even after the loss to the Tribe in 97, and then winning in 98, 99, 2000, going back to the World Series in 01, losing to the D-backs, going back to the World Series in 2003, losing into McKeon, you know, and the Florida Marlins. But those Yankee teams were special because there was a competitive spirit within the organization that started from the top and trickled on down. Second place wasn't good enough. After all, we're the Yankees. Now the Yankees want to be like everybody else. Now the Yankees want to go out there. They want to go. Hal wants to basically complain to you, me, the refrigerator light about how difficult it is to own the team. All the expenditures. Never wants to be compared to his dad, George. Now the Yankees basically want to, as Boone did during the course of the regular season, wants to compare himself to the Toronto Blue Jays. Because we want to be multiple. We want to be, more diversified in terms of having guys being able to play multiple positions and working in and out of the lineup. Because you know what? That Yankee analytics department, they're ahead of the curve. The Yankees don't want to be the Dodgers. The Yankees don't want to spend $415 million on payroll. The Yankees want to be around 287, 300, 310, something of that nature. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, you know what? The Yankees, they stopped at $300 million. He signed for 3.25 with the Dodgers. And now you're entering an offseason in which you're expecting this Yankee team to go out there and be super aggressive after yet another postseason failure. That's what it is. Make no ifs, ands, or buts about it, a postseason failure. Losing to the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't care what they did against the Red Sox. I really don't. Did you win the World Series? You did not. The last time we saw them in the World Series, they embarrassed themselves by making three errors in Game 5. They rationalize everything out, but you know what? I got to listen to Hal tell me earlier in the week, Thanksgiving week, holidays around the corner, Christmas time, Black Friday tomorrow. You got a triple header of football today, Eagles and Bears tomorrow. I got to listen and watching Dylan Cease sign with the Toronto Blue Jays, 7 years, $210 million. And I got to listen to Hal complain. Listen, if you think I'm making money, you have no idea what you're talking about. Really? So now the Yankees don't print money. We spend a lot. I'd like to, in a perfect world, I'd like to lower payroll. Really? It's amazing. Like sometimes, and I tell people, I teach a class at Iona. I do. I'm an adjunct professor, right? So I tell my students, all grad students, and, I tell them all the time, you've got to be the biggest fan of you. I'm not teaching mathematics. I'm not teaching, anything like that, world history or anything. I'm teaching communications. I teach and talk about radio, TV, right? Being able to connect with the audience, all that kind of stuff, right? But you got to be the biggest fan of you, right? You got to look in the mirror and you got to say, like, the Stuart Smalley thing from Saturday Night Live. Like, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough and doggone it, people like me. Right? You got to look at yourself, and I'm not talking about being arrogant, not talking about being cocky, not thinking that you can never be wrong. I'm just saying, like, you've got to be the biggest proponent of yourself. It's like the Yankees look in the mirror and they'll look over their shoulder. I'm like, oh, no, I don't like what I see. I want to be somebody else. I'm jealous of the way the Rays look at analytics. I'm a little jealous about the way the roster of the Toronto Blue Jays. And at one point in time, the Yankees used to look in the mirror, and who did they see looking back? It was like basically Adonis. and they loved what they saw. Now that's no longer the case. And like I've told you before, my mom and my dad used to always tell me when I was a kid, maybe I wasn't like behaving. You know, actions used to speak louder than words. And that is true. Let's see where the actions of the Yankees in terms of how bothered and how upset they are. And maybe we should take away the media time for Al. I think the last thing the Yankee fan wants to think about is Hal Steinbrenner. You know, the leather shoes are too tight. It's tough being the Yankee owner. And by the way, the Yankee valuation is north of $8 billion. It's amazing. I mean, it just is. And think about this. You want to have a little fear? Like the new Yankees, the new team that everybody in Major League Baseball is chasing, no longer resides in the Bronx. They reside in Chavez Ravine. That's in Los Angeles. They don't care about, you know why? Because they have that competitive spirit. They want to win at all costs. They want to be dynastic. They want to make an imprint. That ownership is going to go out there and continue to be aggressive. They don't necessarily care about prospects. But remember, the Yankees spent a ton on player development. And the Yankees were stupid this year because of Chapman, the coach. That's why. And it's tough owning the Yankees. It really is. Hal, if it's tough owning the Yankees and you're not making as much money as people are led to believe, then, you know, try joining the workforce. It's amazing. I mean, it just, like, you're like, it was almost one of those things where it was like, you know, knock off the Wi-Fi. Take a power hit. We'll see you tomorrow. You know what's a good idea? I think we got to get some like media training. That would work. It's so frustrating. But give Toronto credit. Blue Jays go out there and give Dylan Cease 7 years, $210 million. They're trying to win. What's the Yankee reaction? And oh, by the way, you know what should trouble you if you're a Yankee fan? You get those comments by Hal. And then you've got Steve Cohen right across town in Queens, the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball, after the Mets embarrassed themselves in 2025. Gone is Brandon Nimmo, in is Marcus Semien. And if you think that is the last domino to fall, then you're a fool. Cohen wants to win. You want to talk about competitive spirit? That man's got it. All right, 10:22. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I just had to vent a little bit. I just couldn't take it with Hal the other day. It was just tough to take. And what am I going to break down? That or the Giants firing Shane Bowen as defensive coordinator? I mean, don't let the door hit the rear end on the way out.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.